Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of Hilchos Pesach, it's in the Tov Pei Tesef Beis. The Hamedakdik Yemein Sofrim Atzesa Kol Chovim V'chein Roi Lassos. Those who are Medakdik B'mitzvahs are careful to count Sviras HaOmer only after Atzesa Kol Chovim, only after nightfall. It says the Shulchan Aruch V'chein Roi Lassos. That's the right thing to do. The clear impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch is that Rov HaTzibur is not so Medakdik. Rov HaTzibur counts Sviras HaOmer before Atzesa Kol Chovim, namely during the time of Ben Hashmashos, after Shkia, as long as it's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, that's enough to count Sfira. What's the Machlokas, the Rov HaTzibur and the Medakdikim? So the Mishnah Brura explains that the Machlokas revolves around an old dispute between the Rishon. We know the Pasuk in Parshas Emor in Suas 4 says, "Esvartem lechem mimachras haShabbos miyom aviyachem asomer atnufa sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyen." That we start counting from Tezai and Nisan, we count 49 days until Shavuos. But the Pasuk, interestingly enough, links the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer to the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. Miyom aviyachem es Omer hatnufa. So that prompts a number of the Rishonim to hold it. Sviras HaOmer, Bezman HaZeh, is only a mitzvah derabbanan. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Korban HaOmer, so Sviras HaOmer, which is linked to the Korban HaOmer, must only be a mitzvah derabbanan. And that's exactly what the Gemara Menachos says according to one day. And Suas 5, Gufa, Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimni yomei, mitzvah l'mimni shavuei. Abaye says that there's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. Rabbanu debei Rav Ashi manu yomei manu shavuei. Amemra manu yomei v'lo manu shavuei. Rabbanu debei Rav Ashi did like Abaye, they counted both days and weeks, but Amemra said count only days and not weeks. Amar zecha l'mikdash. He said that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only a zecha l'mikdash, it's not the real mitzvah. So to demonstrate that the mitzvah is different, Bezman HaZeh, you should only count days and not weeks. That sounds like a Meimer holds it's only a mitzvah, the Rabbanan Bezman HaZeh. So the question is, the Rabbanan, the Beir of Ashi, who argue with a Meimer, who say that you count both days and weeks, what are they holding? Do they argue? They say that Sfiras HaOmer, even Bezman HaZeh, is a mitzvah deraisa, it's not just Zecher LeMikdash, and that's why the mitzvah doesn't change? Or do they hold that, no, even if it's a Zecher LeMikdash, we still do the same mitzvah? We do the mitzvah in the same tzura, we count both days and weeks, but it's Zecher LeMikdash, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So that's what the Rishonim debate. Some say that because the Pasuk links the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to the Korban HaOmer, so Sfiras HaOmer must only be derabbanan b'zman hazeh. That's what Tosfos there, Menachos says in Suah 6. Nira de b'safik chashecha yachal avar, vein tzarech lahamtin ad shiyehei v'adei layla, kevin shu sveka derabbanan. The Bali Tosfos, the Roshim Sochim, they hold that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan, and as a result, you can count during Ben HaShemashas. We know that by Dinu derabbanan, Sveka derabbanan l'kula, we can go l'hakel. So we go l'hakel here too. We allow you to count Ben HaShemashas, because if Sfiras HaOmer is only derabbanan, Ben HaShemashas is the time of Sfek Yom, Sfek Laila, even though we don't know for sure it's Laila, but that doesn't matter. By a Sveka derabbanan, we can go l'kula and assume that it's Laila. So that presumably is what the Rov HaTzibur hold. The Rov HaTzibur counts Sfira during Ben HaShemashos. They hold that Sfira HaOmer b'zman hazeh is a derabbanan. And therefore we can go l'hakel to count Ben HaShemashos. Sfira derabbanan l'kula, we can go l'hakel by a mitzvah derabbanan. The question is, what do the Medakdikim hold? Why do they argue with the Rov HaTzibur? So there are two ways that you can explain. The Mishnah Berurah has both. He has one in the Mishnah Berurah itself and one in the Shaar HaTzibur. In the Shaar HaTzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says very partially. He says maybe those days hold that even Bezman HaZeh, Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa. Mishum t'laharbe poskim in Suas 3. Mishum t'laharbe poskim Sfiras Bezman HaZeh deraisa. L'hochi ein lismach al safek laila. Maybe the Yesh Medakdikim hold you should count Sfira dafke after Tzeis HaKochavim, because according to many poskim, Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh is still deraisa. Who's the many poskim? That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Suas 7. And then Hilchos Tmidim and Musafim, at the end of Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lisbo Sheva Shavos Has Tmimos Miyom Havas HaOmer Shenem Rosvartim, etc. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Chavdala, he says, Mitzvah Zuha Kolishmi Yisrael Ubechol Makom Ubechol Zman. The Mitzvah applies Bechol Makom Ubechol Zman. Sounds like the Mitzvah is the Raisa Bechol Zman, even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even Bezman HaZeh. How does the Rambam explain the Pasuk? The Pasuk links the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. If we don't have a Korban HaOmer, how can it be the Raisa Bezman HaZeh? The answer is the Rambam himself answered the Kasha. The Rambam in Halacha Chav Beis answered the Kasha. What does he say there in Halacha Chabez? What's the key word? Mitzvah Saseh Lisbo Sheva Shabbos is Tmimos Miyom Havas Ha'omer Shnemer Sfatim Lachem Imachros HaShabbos. What's the key word there? Miyom. The Rambam says that the linkage is not that the Torah is linking the sphere to the bringing of the Korban Ha'omer. It's linking it to the day. Right? The mentioning of the Korban Ha'omer is only a simen. It's not a siba. Tells the Chakira, right? It's not that the bringing of the Korban Ha'omer is what's mechayiv the sphere. No, it's that the bringing of the Korban Ha'omer tells you it's Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan, we start counting the Omer till Shavuos. The Rambam holds that the Korban Ha'omer is just a simen ladover. That it's Tezayin Nisan. It's the right time to count. But the real Mechayiv is the day. So the real Mechayiv is the day. The day hasn't changed, even if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it can be Daraisi, even Bisman Hazem. So comes the Sharatzin and says, maybe that's what the Medaktikim hold. The Medaktikim say that you can't rely on Sfeg, the Rabban and the Kula, because Sfeg Sama might still be a Mitzvah Daraisi, like the Rambam. That's one pshat. The second approach the Mishnah Berurah gives in the Pnim, in Sifkot and Yudalid, in Suas 2, pedaling backwards, you should be able to count during Ben Hashmoshes. The Ben Hashmoshes is Sovik Laila Vazlina Lakula Besveka Besovik the Rabbana Besfir Besmanazesh Umid the Rabbana the Rova post. We should be able to go Lahakel the Makom Sovik. Eladimikom Makom and Onochon Lahachnes Atzma Lesovik Lechatchila. Lahakia Medaktikim Amtinim at Sezak Lacham Shibavade Laila. These Medaktikim hold that Avada Sveka the Rabbana Lakula. But that's only b'di'evet. If you find yourself in a situation of a sfeika d'rabbanan, let's say a person doesn't remember if he read the Megillah or not. You know, on Purim day, things can get a little tipsy, right? He forgot if he read the Megillah. Doesn't remember. So does he have to read the Megillah again? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a mitzvah kabbalah though by day. Okay. But we had a discussion about that, right? The reading of the Megillah by day is definitely Medivik Kabbalah, so it could be by Medivik Kabbalah we have to go to Chumr B'Makom Safek, but at least the reading at night might be Medirabbanan according to some Shittas. Ner Chanukah is the Rabbanan. Let's say a person doesn't know if they did a Mitzvah Rabbanan. Let's say he doesn't know if he made a bar in a Fush. That's a Baruch HaKhonah, that's definitely the Rabbanan. Let's say he ate Pas, but he didn't eat a Kedei Svia, just a Kezayas. So he's Mechuyev to bench, but it's only a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. And it's a Safek. Right? He doesn't know if he benched. Right? Let's say he doesn't realize it. He doesn't know if he benched. He forgot it. It can happen, right? It can happen that a person forgets. He's sitting on a table. He eats. He thinks he benched. He gets involved in a conversation. It can happen, right? And he forgets. Did I bench or did I not bench? It's only a Rabbanan, so you can be Mekel. But that's b'di'evet. To put yourself l'chatchila into a situation where now I'm going to say, well, I counted during Ben Hashmoshes. Now that I counted, I don't have to count again because it's a suffix if I was Yotze. Yeah, but you put yourself into that situation, l'chatchila, to count during Ben Hashmoshes. Don't do that, l'chatchila. That far. Chazal are not willing to be mekel for you, l'chatchila, to put yourself into such a situation. If b'di'evet, you find yourself in a situation where you did a... You're not sure if you fulfill the mitzvah, so then you're potter by a mitzvah d'rabbani. You can go l'kula, you don't have to do it again. But l'chatchila, to put yourself into such a situation, that we don't want to do. This is what the Ran writes at the end of Psochim. And even those who hold that Sfiras Amar Bezman Hazeh is d'rabbanan, it's inappropriate to count during Ben Hashmoshes, because you're putting yourself l'chatchila into a situation that you're relying on the rule that Sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. That's inappropriate to do. Maybe that's what the Medaktik can hold. Not that the Medaktim hold that Sfira Sama Bismana says Daraisa. No, it might be Darabana, but like Chatchila, you shouldn't rely on Sfira Darabana Lakul. So these are the two approaches in the Medaktim. One thing is clear from the Shulchan Aruch, and that is that before Ben Hashmoshes, before Shkia, one is not supposed to count Sfira. That's clear. Shaila is during Ben Hashmoshes. Should we wait until Tzeisach HaChavim, or can we even count during Ben Hashmoshes? But before Ben Hashmoshes, Zicha, you're not supposed to count Sfira. And that's what the Bach writes. Bach, in his first comment in Siman Tov Pei Tes, look at Suas 8 for a moment. Says the Bach, the Bach says, first of all, the Minig is not like the Medaktikim. The Minig is to count during Ben Hashmoshes. Many people are makbid. Many people are maisa. They're afraid that they'll forget to count Sfira later. So if the tzibur is davening Maariv after Shkia during Ben Hashmoshes, they will count with the tzibur. The shliach tzibur probably should be mekel because it's appropriate to count Sfira as part of Maariv. So the shliach tzibur should be mekel. and he can count during Vedash Moshes. But the Tzibur maybe shouldn't count with a bracha. Maybe they should wait till later. But Sama Makba, they'll count without a bracha with the Tzibur, and they'll make a Tanai. If I don't remember to count Sphira later, then this should count as my Sphira, if you're part of the pun, right? I should be Yotze the Mitzvah with this Sphira. If I do remember later, then I'll make a bracha later, and I don't want to be Yotze with this Sphira. That's what some do. They make a Tanai. So then you can get the Medakdikim in too, that if you remember later, then you'll count with a bracha later. Says the Bach, the Minig is to count during Savik HaShecha. But it's the Bach, HaVakodim Savik HaShecha Pshita Dein Levarech. Certainly you shouldn't count with the bracha mistami, you shouldn't count at all, you're not going to be Yotzi a mitzvah, you can't count during Savich HaShecha, says the Bach. Adds the Bach, three words, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't count Sphira before Be'en HaShemoshes. Udelo kamo shenimtza b'min hogim, b'shem ravonet. And not like you find in Sifrim in hogim, like they're quoted from the Ravon, that you can count before Ben Hashmoshes on Erev Shabbos. What is the Bach referring to? What does he mean that that on Erev Shabbos you can't count before Ben Hashmoshes? Even on Erev Shabbos you can't count before Ben Hashmoshes. Or what he means is Tosefes Shabbos, right? Even if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, I mean, you're supposed to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos every week, but even if you're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Shkia, right? You still shouldn't count Sphira, then that Lechora is what the Bach is alluding to. Well, Lechora, it's very difficult. After all, what does Tosefes Shabbos mean? You know, the Gemara in Yuma, if you'll turn over to the second side. Gemara in Yuma, that Pei Aleph Amidbeis, tells us the din of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, Tosefes Shabbos in Yom Tov. The pasuk says, V'nisim es nafs shoseichem, v'sishu l'chodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev, tishbisu shabbatchem. The Gemara is, Yochol Yaskel v'yisana b'tisha, b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev, v'nisim es nafs shoseichem, b'sishu l'chodesh ba'erev. I think that maybe start b'tisha, fast on Yom Kippur, even before Asiri b'tishrei. Tamaloma ba'erev, no. At night. If you only had the word Ba'erev, I'd say only if it says Rechavim, Tamla, and Betisha. It's a stira. On the one hand, it says Betisha. On the one hand, it says Ba'erev. So what do you do? So that's the Gemara. Ketza, Maschel, Misanem, Mibaod Yom, Mikan Shemosif, Mechol Ala Kodesh. You have to add, there's a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, you have to add to the Tainus. A little bit by day. Tosefes. Yom Tovim in Nayan. How do you know that there's a din of Tosefes Yom Tov too? Tamla, and Tish Besu. Another ribui, Tishbisu Shabbatchem. So from Tishbisu we learn Tosefes Yom Tov, and from Shabbatchem we learn Tosefes Shabbos as well. And this is what the Rishonim Paskin, within the Rambam, there's a discussion, is it a mitzvah derais, is it only the Rabbanan, is this just an asmachta, this extra drasha? There are shilas and there are gesos in the Gemara. But the Pashup Shad is Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is a din derais. That's the Pashup Shad. What's the nature of the din of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Perhaps we should say that Tosefes Shabbos only relates to the Issa Melacha. A person is supposed to accept upon himself the Issa Melacha before Shabbos, a little bit before Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. It's really Erev Shabbos still, it's really Friday, but you're supposed to accept upon yourself the Issa Melacha even on Erev Shabbos. The other way to look at it is that, no, Tosefes Shabbos is a much broader halacha. It expands the Kedushas Hayom to the time before Shabbos. You're not simply applying the Yisurei Melacha to Erev Shabbos, but rather you're changing Friday into Shabbos. You're changing Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. And the time is actually becoming Shabbos. What's a nafkamina? Is it this? Is it that? Is it just an acceptance of the Yisurei Melacha? Or it's an extension of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? What's a nafkamina? What does it matter? Nafkamina, whether you can be Yotze Mitzvah Hayom of Shabbos during the time of Tosefes. It's not going to be a nafkamina regarding the Yisurei Melacha. There's an Yisurei Melacha either way. If it's an extension of the Kedusha Sayyam, Avada is an Issa Melacha. Even if you take a more limited perspective that it's only applying the Issurim Melacha to Erev Shabbos, there's an Issa Melacha. So regarding Issa Melacha, there's no Nafkamina, but regarding Mitzvah Sayyam of Shabbos, is a big Nafkamina. If you hold that Tosefes Shabbos only applies the Issurim Melacha of Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, you can't be Yotze Mitzvah Sayyam of Shabbos, you can't be Yotze Suda Shabbos during Tosefes. For that, you have to wait. But if you hold that it's an extension of the Kedusha Sayyam, then you can even be Yotze the mitzvah Suda Shabbos. That's the machlokas achronim that the Taz in Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Shabbos quotes in Source 11. The Taz says, Kosav b'samaches. What does that stand for? Ezra, good. Kosav the Sefer Chassidim. Yudah Chassid, one of the Rishonim. Shebaleil Shabbat Sarach Shia Gemara Hasuda Balayla. The Sefer Chassidim holds that you have to finish your Suda Balayla. Sounds like you don't have to start it Balayla, you have to finish it. For Rashal Noag Shlo Ocha Balo Shabbat Sar Halayla. The Marshal didn't even start the Suda. He didn't eat even the first Kezayis. The Sefer Chassidim says, as long as you have a Kezayis at the end, that's okay. After the Tzeis HaKochav. The Marshal was machba that even his first Kezayis should be after the Tzeis HaKochav. Belin Nira says the Taz, Kevin the Tosefes Mechol Ala Kodesh Udaraisa, Alkein Yotze Shapra, Filuf Gomer, Kodem Laila. Not the Taz, what's the problem? I can make early Shabbos. I can have my cake and eat it too. Have my Kezayis and eat it too. Before Tzeis HaKochav. Right? What's the problem? Tosefes, it's Daraisa. What's he saying? It's Daraisa. Did the Marshal say Tosefes is not Daraisa? The Marshal could agree that Tosefes is Daraisa. The Marshal holds that Tosefes Shabbos relates to the Issa Malacha. If it relates only to the Issa Malacha, so then you can't be Otzei Suda Shabbos then. You can't be Otzei Suda Shabbos then. That's a mitzvah Hayom of Shabbos. The Emet says that the Gemara in Barucha says that you can make Kiddush during the time of Tosefes. That's Beferish. Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Kiddush Alakos. So Kiddush you can definitely make, no question. So even if you hold like the Marshal that you can't be Yotzei Suda Shabbos, but Kiddush you can be Yotzei. So what's going on? Kiddush is also a mitzvah. The Rav once said that maybe those Shittas in the Achronim that hold that Tosefes is more limited, doesn't apply to Mitzvah Sayyam, only to the Issa Malacha, they still hold Kiddush is different. Because maybe the whole purpose of Kiddush is to demarcate Shabbos as a day that's Asav and Malacha. Maybe that's the whole purpose of Kiddush. It's not just Tama Mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that relates to the Issa Malacha. So if it relates to Issa Malacha, the whole purpose of Kiddush is to be Mavdad and Kodesh Lachol, or to be Makadesh, the Kodesh of Shabbos, right? And to separate it, to demarcate it, to separate it from Yimei HaChol, in terms of Issa Malacha, so then we can understand that even if Tosefes Shabbos is limited, it only relates to the Issa Malacha, but Kiddush is a mitzvah that talks about the Issa Malacha. It's a mitzvah that's all about Issa Malacha. So that's why you can do it during Tosefes. But Suda Shabbos, according to the Marshal, name. Suda Shabbos, you can't be Yotze during Tosefes because it doesn't extend the Kedushas Hayom to Erev Shabbos. Comes the Taz and says, no, Tosefes is Daraisa and it's expansive, says the Taz. It's expansive. It expands the Kedushas Hayom. So if it expands the Kedushas Hayom, then Avadi should be able to be Yotze Suda Shabbos. The Taz and the Marshal have a machlokas l'shitosam at the end of Hilchas Sukkis. It's actually in Hilchas Lulav. The halachas of Shmini Atzeres come at the end of Hilchas Lulav. Simet Tovresh Samaches. They talk about a very interesting case. What's the din? Let's say a person is Makabel Tosefes or Shmini Atzeres. So can he eat in the sukkah during the time of Tosefes? You know, in Shmini Atzeres he's still going to eat in the sukkah. What's the difference between Cholamoid Sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres? You're going to eat in the sukkah either way. If you have an achila b'kvius, you have a big meal, you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. The difference is bracha, exactly, right? The mekalesh of a sukkah. On sukkah, if you have a chiv to mekalesh of a sukkah, if you have an achil of a kvias, you have a kibetz of pas, a big suda. If you kovei a suda on mezonos, you also have to mekalesh of a sukkah. But on Shmini Atzeres, we don't make a bracha. We eat in the sukkah. Right? We eat in the sukkah. It's a sofek, whether it's Shmini Atzeres or sukkah. So we do eat in the sukkah, but we don't make the bracha. What's the din if you have a kabbal Tosefes or Shmini Atzeres? Can you eat in the sukkah during the time of Tosefes? Comes the Marsha and quotes Rav David Tevel. Rav Tevel, I don't know if it's Rav David Tevel, but he quotes Moreno HaRav Tevel, who was very careful not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres when he was mekabel Tosefes or Shmini Atzeres. Why? So the Marshal explains. I'll tell you why. Because if you eat in the sukkah during the time of Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, you're going to have to make a leish of a sukkah because it's still sukkahs, and that would be a zilzul of Shmini Atzeres. So better not eat in the sukkah at all. That's what the Marshal says. If you eat in the sukkah during the time of Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, you'll have to make a leish of a sukkah because it's still sukkahs. And if you make a leish of a sukkah, it's sukkahs, but you said Kiddush. You said it's Yom HaShmini Atzeres as this. Atzeres HaChag as this. You said it Shmini Atzeres, and you're saying a leish of a sukkah. That's a zilzul of Shmini Atzeres. How can you do that? Zokter Tevel. And this is how the Marshal paskins. You can't do that. So don't eat in the sukkah on after you've been makabel tosefes and shmini atzeres. Wait until tzeis hakochavim, then it's not sukkahs, and then you can be eating your sukkah and you don't have to make a leishim asukkah. Comes the Taz and says, what's he talking about? You can't eat in the sukkah during the time of tosefes shmini atzeres because you'll have to make a leishim asukkah since it's still sukkahs? It's not sukkahs, says the Taz. If you've been makabel tosefes and shmini atzeres, now it's shmini atzeres. It's not sukkahs. The lashon of the Taz in source 12. Ubehemet Svara, the second paragraph. Svara Shabana Harav Olav, who ain't no kiyum klal. He says the Marshal is dead wrong. The Vada Mishnamos, the Mechol Alakoda, Shuos al Pitsivit Harasenu. It's the Raisa, if you accept Tosefes. And in such a case, of the task, for Cholaf, Vaholach, Mimenu, Chovas, Hayom, Mashahoya, Olav, Kodem, Vahavakamo, Balailo, Umochar, Mamesh. It's the next day. So if it's the next day, you don't have to make a leishah basukkah. It's not sukkahs. The Marshal says it's still sukkahs. The Taz says it's not sukkahs. What's the machlokes, the Marshal and the Taz? L'shitosam. What does Tosefes Shabbos v'Yom Tov do? The Marshal says it's limited. It's limited. Only limited to the Yisra Malacha. So it's limited to the Yisra Malacha. It's still sukkahs. If it's still sukkahs, you'll have to make a leishah basukkah. That will be a zilzul shmini atzeres. Comes the Taz and says it's not limited. It's an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. When you accept Tosefes or Shmini Atzeres, it's not sukkahs anymore. It's Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres, you can eat in the sukkah and don't make a leishah basukkah. It's not a zilzul of Shmini. Do now what you would do on Shmini Atzeres because it is Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, yeah.
What about for the Tosefes on Shavuos for Tisru Chamishim Yom?
That's a good point. That's a good point. The Taz says something different about Shavuos. He says that there are those who are medaktik to wait and not to accept Tosefes by Shavuos. It could be Shavuos is different because we want Tumimus in the sphere. That's a good point. Could be Shavuos might be different. But at least on Shmini Atzeres, which is a regular Kabbalah Tosefes of Yom Tov, the Taz says that it's really an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. Actually, no, that Taz might work out, might be L'shitosam as well. Think about it. What's the Taz saying? He's saying, don't be Makabal Tosefes and Shavuos because then you'll destroy the Tumimus. What does that mean, you'll destroy the Tumimus? If it's still the previous day, no, it's not the previous day. It's already Shavuos. If it's already Shavuos, then you will not have a full 49th day. So, no, that Taz is Hakal Shitasa. Third Taz, right? Three Tazim that go together. That we assume that Tosefes is actually extending the Kedushas Hayom. So when it comes to Shavuos, you can't accept Tosefes Shavuos. Because then you'll break the Tmimus in the sphere. So the Marshal has a limited perspective on Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why he says you can't eat in the sukkah during Tosefes Shmini Atzeres because you'll have to make a leishah basukkah. That'll be a zilzul Shmini Atzeres. And the Taz says it's no zilzul. Don't make the leishah basukkah. Treat it like it's real Shmini Atzeres. So peddling back, the Bach says what? The Bach says before Ben Hashmosho Savadi you can't count Sfira va'afil be'erev Shabbos. Why? Why does the Bach say afil be'erev Shabbos you can't count Sfira? What's the problem? If you're makabel Tosefes Shabbos, so now it's Shabbos, according to the Taz. I can understand, according to the Marshal, you can't count Sfira. Because the Marshal holds that it's not Shabbos yet. Right? The Marshal holds it's not Shabbos. Why don't we chart it out? The last chart. Right? The Marshal has a limited understanding of Tosefes. The Taz is more expansive. Taz says it's an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. Marshal says it's limited to Issa Malacha. Right? What do we have? So first of all, we have Suda Shabbos. Can you be Yotze Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos Bizman Tosefes. Right? What does the Taz hold about that? Suda Shabbos Bizman Tosefes. Can you be Yotze Suda Shabbos? The Taz says yes, exactly, and the Marshal says no. How about Achila Bisukkah Bizman Tosefes Shmini Atzeres? What does the Marshal say about that? No, because you'll have to make a leishah basukkah because it's still sukkahs, and that'll be a zilzul Shmini Atzeres. What does the Taz say? Yes, you can, because don't make a leishah basukkah; it's still Shmini Atzeres. So l'chora, the question as to whether you can count Sfiras HaOmer, Kodem Bein HaShmashas, should relate to this issue, no? No? The Marshal should say what? Can you count Sfira before Bein HaShmashas? better. Losing everything. Oh. Can you count Sfira before Ben Ashmoshos? Bisman Tosefes Shabbos? According to the Marshal, can you? Can you count Sfira during Ben Ashmoshos? Before Ben Ashmoshos? If you're Makabel Tosefes Shabbos, according to the Marshal? No, absolutely not. It's not Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos still. Of course you can. According to the Taz, why shouldn't you be able to? Why shouldn't you be able to count Sfira? It's already Shabbos. So what's the Bach saying? The Bach says it's so poshut that ein levarech, ein lispar Sfira kodem ben hashmashas. Afilu Be'er of Shabbos? Afilu Be'er of Shabbos? His son-in-law doesn't think so. The Taz was the Bach's son-in-law, right? So, well, the Taz, Mistama, holds that you can count Sfira during Tosefes Shabbos, because it's Shabbos already. So why does the Bach think it's such a davar poshut? It's not interesting. If you go back to the Bach, turn over to the other side. Go back to the Bach. I left out a few words in there, Bach. In the second line, he says, "Avakodim savik hashayich apshita dein levarich vafilu be'er Shabbos." Yeah, who says? I am b'tshuvas Marshal b'simen Yud Gimel. The Bach quotes the Marshal. The Marshal taka paskins that way. Marshal paskins that you can't count Sfira during Tosefes Shabbos. That's where he got it from. So the Bach actually paskins like Marshal against the Taz. You know, sometimes, you know, a father-in-law can argue with his son-in-law. It happens. It's Torah. Right? So the Bach, it seems, is arguing with the Taz. The Bach is taking a more minimalist, a more limited approach to Tosefes Shabbos. And that's why he says you can't count Sfira during the time of Tosefes. But even if the question is not on the Bach, let's just think about the Taz. Is it really true according to the Taz? The Taz doesn't argue with the Bach in Siman Tav Beis Tes. The Taz doesn't say that you can count during Tosefes Shabbos. Why not? Why doesn't he argue with the Bach? He knew the Bachs. They should say, but Lididi, according to what I said in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres and in Hilchos Shabbos, you should be able to count during Tosefes because it's an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. It's already Shabbos. The answer is the Taz himself addressed this issue in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres. The Taz says, I'll tell you what the difference is. He says, I will admit that when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer and to Kriya Shema, Tosefes is not going to help you at all. Let's look at the Taz in Source 12, the second to last line. With this, we'll close. Okay? He says, Mashakosav, a Rav Lister, Zeme, Me'ahid, the Rav Tzolish, Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Ve'imamtim, and Kriya Shema, Ad HaLayla. The Gemara that says that you can daven Marev of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, but you still have to wait till Kriya Shema, till nighttime. V'chein ba'omer. Tamati al Gavarabad, the Ime Shrein, Nahora, Machoshav, Bazed, Lokorav, Zelze. Says the Taz, I don't think Sfira Sa'omer, Kriya Shema have anything to do with eating in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres during the time of Tosefes. The Kriya Shema va'omer, Zmanam ba'layla. Why should you do them during a time of Tosefes if you can do them later? When you should do them later. What is the Taz saying? I thought the Taz says that Tosefes extends the Kedushas Hayom. Kfar cholaf v'holach v'nachobas hayom ha-shahoye olav kodem zeh v'havakamo balaylo mocha mamsh. And now he's saying that for Sfira Sa'omer, for Kriya Shema, the dinam balayla, you shouldn't do it during a time of Tosefes. What's he saying? Taz is clearly being mechalik between mitzvos that are a function of the kedushas hayom of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and mitzvos that are a function of laila. Even though he used the lashon kfar cholaf v'holach mimenu chovas hayom ashahoya olav kodem zeh v'hava kmo balaila, the ikar of the Taz is not that line. Hava kmo balaila. It's not really balaila according to the Taz, but rather it's mochar mamish. That's what he means. He means it's Shabbos. It's Shmini Atzeres. He doesn't mean it's balaila. Takanat balaila. It's Shmini Atzeres. It's Yom Tov. It's Shabbos. That's what he means. Hava kamo balayla just means the next kedusha has been chal. It's takanat balayla. So for Sfira Sa'omer and Kriya Shema, it's not going to be enough. Those are halachas that are dependent on layla. They're dependent on the calendar. The calendar, meaning the calendaric day, The Count Eric, yeah, the Count Eric day starts at night. Is it nighttime? No, it's not nighttime yet. Even though you've been Makabal Tosefes, it's not nighttime yet, so therefore you can't say Kriya Shema. That's totally Bisman Shriva, that's totally Balayla. And Sphere as well is totally Balayla, because it's totally in the next calendaric day, not in Shabbos, but the next calendaric day. And that's why even the Taz would admit that you can't count Sphere during a time of Tosefes. So this is not another nafkamina to the Shaila. Even the Taz who holds that Tosus Shabbos is going to be an extension of the Kedusha Sayom, he'll say that Sphere Sa'omer and Kriyashma are not a function of the Kedusha of Shabbos. They're a function of Laila. So if they're a function of Laila, then you're not going to be able to fulfill those mitzvahs during Ben HaShemashes. Because Ben HaShemashes is only Safek Laila. So this would not be an Akamina. Even the Taz would agree. The Bach doesn't have to come on to the Taz because the Bach Taka Paskin, like the Marshal, he quotes the Marshal in the Tshuva. But the reality is even the Taz would agree with the Bach because he would say that the idea of Tosef HaShabbos is not going to help you over here. You still have... It's still not Laila, even though you have the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos already. So the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos enables you to fulfill Mitzvah Sayyam, but not those mitzvahs that are dependent on Laila. Okay, we'll stop here.